Thanks for watching 49ers.com. Scott Kegley here with the newest San Francisco 49er defensive back, Jimmy Ward. Jimmy, just flew in this morning, come to the facility. What's your first impressions, and is it all kind of starting to sink in for you?
I can't believe it's happening right now. Enjoying the weather, you know. Met a few players, met Kaepernick, pretty cool guy. Met some more players, O-linemen, D-linemen, talked to the coaches again, so getting a real good vibe.
And you came out here on a visit, and you said you met with Vic Fangio and Jim Harbaugh. What were those meetings like, and what were some of the things that they told you?
Vic, he had his poker face on, so he kept it sweet and simple. So he never smiled. he just talked calm and just said a few words. It wasn't long at all. But when I met Coach Harbaugh, it's like it went from 5 minutes to 10 minutes to nearly an hour, and it was like we was clicking. We was jumping topic for topic, and then it wasn't just about football. It was just about everything in life.
Did you get a good impression just though from maybe those meetings and some of the meetings you've had so far since you've been out here today, just on the type of defense that you'll be joining and what they expect out of you?
Yeah, I got a good impression. We didn't talk too much of football today, but I'm pretty sure that's gonna come along. But right now what to expect. Just basically just come in, help contribute to the team. Wherever the coach need me at, I'm gonna do that.
And you said you like watching film on a lot of the players that you'll be going up against. Describe yourself as a competition guy. What do you mean by that?
I watch film. I watch film on my own team, because, I want to see, I want to be prepared for practice. Practice, whatever you do in practice, I feel like it's going to reflect on the game. So, I'm going to watch wide receivers. I'm going to watch running backs. I'm watching tackles. I'm watching everybody. It's a lot of stuff I look at. Film is fun, when you look at it.
Does that play really a big part of your game? I mean, when you turn on the film, you see a lot of the big hits, you see a lot of the plays and the interceptions that you're making, but is a lot of that just the mental work that you've done leading up to the game?
Yeah, film plays a big part in it because, if you don't think on the if you don't got to think on the field, that means you're playing fast. If you know where you're going to be at and you don't got to think, that's what you want to do. And I think that's my advantage. I don't like to think on the field. I just like to fly.
Yeah, and Eric Reed, I know a guy that you look up to. He's a guy who came in last year and made a big impact in his rookie year. What do you like about his game?
I like him. He's a baller. First of all, that's the best word. He's a baller, man. He makes plays. He set the tone. He'd get a defense fired up. I used to watch him at LSU. I used to watch the defense with him, Honey Badger, Claiborne. They had a real good defense. And then, and I just focused on him because, he was a safety. And then it was like, I just like the way he plays the game. And then he plays the game with a lot of passion. And I think he's real dedicated to the game of football.
And I know you compared yourself to Ed Reed. What are some of the characteristics that you have in common and the type of safety maybe that the 49ers are getting?
Ball hawk. I love tackling. Ed Reed can tackle too real good. I love tackling then, but I feel like Ed Reed kind of a smart tackler too, because he only goes for the kill shots when he know he got them. Otherwise, he gonna get the guy on the ground. Then he does it. He help out. He contribute on special teams. He's not a selfish guy, just like me. I want to be on different phases, so just not offense. I'm a hitter. I like tackling, so I can block too. So it doesn't matter, but. As long as I'm in the game.
How do you make those split-second decisions when you're thinking about going for the big hit versus maybe just wrapping a guy up?
It's just all about, that's one thing I take pride in. Everybody say, what you do best is your skill, is your ball hawk, your tackle. I say I'm a smart guy. I play football smart. That's why I only missed one game in college because, I'm not injury prone, so I don't get hurt that much because I'm a smart tackler. I know how to tackle a guy down.
And Jimmy, I think what's maybe most impressive is that you didn't know you had a fractured foot. You still ran a 4.4 at your pro day. First, how do you not know you have a fractured foot? And have you always been able to play through pain like that?
I have no clue. I don't know. Maybe it's because when you get in the game and your blood get to rushing so much, man, you don't think about it. You're just thinking about, winning that down. You're thinking about giving in your all that play because you don't want to let your team down. You don't want to let your coaches down, That's how I go in. That's why, it carries off to how much passion I got for this game.